Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine, and I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 29th day of August, and ending on Sunday, the 4th of September. Yes, and that, of course, is the Labor Day weekend, so in the United States, it's a holiday. And so you'll probably be very interested if you happen to be going somewhere to celebrate or having people come in to your home to celebrate when we get to the weekend forecast. And also, I'd like to mention that the only major shift this week takes place on Sunday, the 4th. And it's on Sunday if you go west of the Eastern time zone in the United States. The shift is Venus into Virgo, and that will happen on the Eastern coast at 12:05 a.m. on Monday, the 5th, or Labor Day. Now, I will talk about it a bit on the Sunday piece of this forecast, and I may be inclined, but I don't know for sure, to include it. I may have certainly a write-up on the Astrolessons Facebook page about this Venus in Virgo experience. So this is the last planet to leave Leo. So we have her in Leo still for the week that I am about to tell you about, and we are starting the week after the new moon happened over the weekend in the first quarter waxing crescent phase, and we'll be in that phase until Sunday, actually, it's Saturday later in the day for the Eastern zone. Well, we shift into the second lunar phase, and that's the waxing. First half of the moon, and then it goes into a waxing gibbous as we go towards the full moon. Very nice of it to keep doing the same thing, don't you think? So Monday, we wake up with the moon entering Libra at 5:45 a.m. Eastern, and making a conjunction to Mercury at 12:10 p.m. Eastern. So we have a morning where there could be a lot of communication and discussion, weighing and thinking about, trying to make decisions, maybe not making them, and talking about what we think is fair and just and things like that, but also relationship issues, maybe what we're hearing about, thinking about, seeing in the news. After this, Moon in Libra trines Mars in Gemini until 3:50 p.m., so more discussion and maybe some short trips and things as well. It will be relatively positive for communications as we see it through the trine to Mars in Gemini. Mars in Gemini is very curious, may have strong opinions, but curious, and Moon in Libra will be happy to show other sides of certain questions and stuff, but it works in the trine aspect. But then the moon must oppose retrograde Jupiter in Aries, and that goes on until 7 p.m., so now, is when you should stop having those conversations. If you don't want to stir up some trouble because, Jupiter in Aries is also not interested. It's very, very active, very busy. It may be busy thinking about its own stuff, and it doesn't really want to be in communication. And I say that because of the retrograde quality of Jupiter. So after 7 p.m., you get back to a balancing act from the Libra moon as it goes towards a trine to Saturn, which is retrograde also, in Aquarius. And that is the aspect for, and this time I'm saying it accurately, over 24 hours, a whole day of Moon in Libra going towards the aspect of trine to Saturn. 8:13 p.m. on Tuesday is when that completes. So now you really have some energy in this waxing moon to be going back over some of your plans, really, and weighing and balancing which things are still viable. And also, and I've been seeing a lot of posts about this lately with Saturn retrograde in Aquarius, who your team really is. I mean, who are the people who support you and who are people that you feel, you know, dragged down by or, you know, just not receiving. You just feel like you've got to be people-pleasing, Moon in Libra. And then these people are just sort of taking advantage of it. So pondering that, the lessons of the sign Aquarius, of group affiliation and friendship, is, you know, something that can be happening. Also, of course, Libra is about law and fairness, and Saturn is trying to hold back some of the Aquarian energy that would like us to move into more understanding of the good of the group, all the group, which could even include not humans. You know, I think I might have mentioned that in some podcast or other recently. You know, astrologers always look at humans with the signs. And, you know, when we're looking at all of creation group, we've got to include something more than human. Anyway, we move on from 8:13 p.m. and we move Moon in Libra into a very delightful aspect indeed, which is a sextile to Venus in Leo. This is, I don't know if it's her last Venus in Leo. She may get another, yeah, she does. She gets another very nice aspect before she leaves. She's had her problems in Leo, dealing with, you know, other fixed planets. But here, she is really in the perfect place for entertainment and romance and just, you know, a great time for relationship conversations or discussing or being with children. And so enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. 2:07 a.m. Wednesday morning, that aspect is complete. And then we have the difficult square every month so far until Pluto leaves Capricorn, from Libra moon to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn. 6:43 a.m. It's kind of a downer to wake up on the eastern coast with, but most of it's overnight for us, which, you know, is probably going to be showing up in dreams or some of the things that you're finding on the news, because this is where people trying to bring justice, balance, harmony, compromise in are meeting with an authority that is not interested and is also internalized at this point, trying to hold on to power. And that's what we may be reading about, that for sure. Void of course, Libra moon can rebalance. And the moon enters Scorpio at 1:11 p.m. on Wednesday. Now, this moon in Scorpio is having a very nice trip right now, going towards the sextile to the sun in Virgo. And that doesn't complete until 5:20 a.m. on Thursday. So Wednesday afternoon is a really positive waxing moon time for you to look at your mundane life issues, financial, organizational, work, health, and do something about it. find out information about it, speak to authorities about it, whatever it is that you need to do, there's helpful opportunities here to be had, a long stretch of time. After 5:20 a.m. on Thursday, there is the Mars in Gemini, sextile to Jupiter in Aries, that starts the day off in Eastern time, 7:52 a.m. exact. So people are like really looking for something new. They're ready to get some information and new stuff and do some new stuff. But Moon in Scorpio is heading for challenges on Thursday, the first one being the opposition to retrograde Uranus and Taurus until 11:06 p.m., which is a difficult one for finance and just values in general. It's not the same, and things are changing, and this is disturbing to both, actually, Taurus and Scorpio, but Scorpio Moon is having that unconscious pattern, you know, which is just the immediate response to life, which is I need to be in control of this and I don't feel like I am. So that's, you know, upsetting. And then I would say not a great day, like yesterday was, like Wednesday was, to discuss these things or make some move on those things. I wouldn't do it on Thursday. After this, the Moon in Scorpio squares retrograde Saturn in Aquarius until 2:02 a.m. on Friday, the 2nd of September. This is where you're coming into the day you're going to travel, maybe, possibly, or receive people who have traveled. So it's a good thing that this particular aspect is over at 2:02 a.m. because this would be obstacles, delays, and it is obstacles and delays on some level. And once again, the Moon in Scorpio doesn't feel in control of the plans for the future or the group or the friends. And so there's a little frustration here and maybe, you know, a little bit of a feeling of depression or something. But mostly we have that during overnight hours in the U.S., Scorpio Moon's trine to retrograde Neptune in Pisces comes in at 8:52 a.m. exact, and here your psychic channels have been wide open, and the messages are being received if you're sitting and listening. These are feelings. When we have psychic energies through the water signs, you know, it can be vision, like clairvoyance, but it can also just be that knowing. And it may be something you've heard before, maybe you tried to ignore, but now here it is again, and maybe it's time to receive that message or to investigate the meaning, which Moon in Scorpio is very good at doing. After this, Moon in Scorpio is sextile to Pluto, retrograde in Capricorn until 12:23 p.m. Feels like it's got a handle on things again, looking at what needs to shift around and change, maybe being informed by some of that psychic input. So until 12:23 p.m., you're in pretty good shape. Just around lunchtime, there's the Moon in Scorpio square to Venus in Leo until 1:22 p.m. So that's just under an hour of this. This is, again, you know, Venus in Leo is very dramatic, very flirtatious, very intent on what it wants and desires, and it may not be the same as what the Moon in Scorpio had in mind. And also, if it's a relationship issue, there may be some jealousy going on. So, it's just an uncomfortable time, but it clears quickly. Moon in Scorpio goes void, of course, maybe get some of those things done at once done because there's nothing in the way. And at 6:39 p.m. on Friday, the moon enters Sagittarius, which is the long-distance travel sign, for instance, but is a much brighter, upbeat, in general, energy to start off a holiday weekend. We do have a moon in Libra opposing Jupiter in Aries until 6:49 p.m. with that moon in Sag. It's still not a time that evening to be having, you know, conversations with people who don't agree with you or trying to get some kind of compromises made. That's not happening. It will happen, but it won't be until after, like, say, 10 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. But moon in Sag is going towards the trine to Jupiter, ruler of Sagittarius, retrograde in Aries until 6:10 a.m. So now those into the idea of expanding into an adventure over the weekend are in the ascendant position. And maybe there's a lot of fun and humor in this. And a lot of it, unfortunately, takes place in dream time. It completes at 6:10 a.m. on Sunday the 3rd. But that would be if you ran into a travel snag, if you were traveling after 6:30 p.m. on Friday, and you ran into the difficulties of, you know, Mercury opposing Jupiter. They resolved overnight under this trine. And at 6:10 a.m., you had clear sailing probably before that. But moon in Sag is going to sextile Venus. I'm sorry, that's Mercury in Libra at 6:37 a.m. So there's, you know, positive conversational energies early, like really early for most people on Saturday. But unfortunately, the first part of Saturday, the 3rd in the Eastern time zone, say from 6:30 a.m. all the way to 2:08 p.m., the moon is having issues. First, it's opposing Mars in Gemini till 8:23 a.m., which is trickier because, you know, again, if you're putting your philosophy out there and somebody wants to argue with you, they're going to be arguing with you if they have that Mars in Gemini energy, which is really quick and can be really harsh in communication. I mean, it is the warrior that has swords and things like that. And it's in, you know, this flow. So it's also not a great time to be on the roads, I would say. And then the moon is going square the sun in Virgo until 2:08 p.m. So that's an issue. It's always an issue for Sag and Virgo about whether, you know, we're going to be practical. The sun in Virgo wants things to be orderly, practical, you know, make a lot of sense. We, you know, have all the timing and we have all the information we need. And the moon in Sagittarius is ready to wander. Where can we find ourselves some adventure, some new place, some, you know, no. So people have different values then. And it's mutable, though. When you have a square, squares are meant to be resolved if you can possibly come to the middle of the square energies, right? But, you know, mutable signs will be more likely to do that, you know, to find the compromise solution is coming to the middle of a square. It's those fixed signs that never come to the middle. I mean, they just turn around and walk away in opposite directions, you know. But you might be able to get something that'll please both. 2:08 p.m. again is when that completes. And then the moon takes off on a sextile to retrograde Saturn in Aquarius until 5:50 a.m. on Sunday. So now you've got some plans that, you know, you may be revising a little bit, but you're still in a good opportunity flow. So you're late afternoon, early afternoon on the West Coast, and coming into the early morning hours on Sunday, you know, things are working, things are going well. Sunday, you need to be a little bit aware of this square coming in to Neptune in Pisces from Sag Moon, and that's until 12:32 p.m. Eastern Time. So there can be weather that's affecting travel or confusion, delusion, over-idealization. All these things can happen, and also during this wonderful time that we live in, one has to always remind us that Neptune can be a bad infection, and it is possible that when we're in negative aspects with Neptune retrograde in Pisces, that we may run into something we would rather not be around. So just be aware of that. And that's not just airborne. I mean, that's also be careful with the foods, food preparation. You know, if you have company, sometimes people left stuff out, you know, whatever. Be more cautious than usual with the moon square Neptune, 12:32 p.m. over. And then the fun begins. Yes, it does, because moon in Sagittarius is going to trine Venus in her last gasp of Leo until 9:51 p.m. And this is entertaining and upbeat and loving and friendly and just all the things you would like it to be, it's being. And so that's the fun time. Moon is void, of course, after 9:51 p.m. until it enters Capricorn at 10:03. So it's very short, void, of course, this time. And that is 10:03 p.m. Eastern. And this is where we get the Venus enters Virgo energy. While Venus is going to do this, the moon at this point in time from 10:03 p.m. on is going to be going towards a square to Jupiter, which is coming in at 8:44 a.m. on Labor Day morning. Now that is the background and the movement. So you would be wise to be aware of the fact that there's somebody who's got the need to be an authority and they're dealing with people who don't care. They're like wild horses, right? So that's kind of a frustration for those who want to keep things in some sort of structure or other. But Venus enters Virgo on the West Coast at 9:05 p.m. on Sunday, 12:05 a.m. on Monday for the East Coast. All right, so Venus in Virgo is going to be on the side of Moon in Capricorn, of course, because Venus in Virgo loves all the Virgo things. You know, it loves order and analysis and practicalities and things that work, and you know they work, and you use it because you know they can work. Venus in Virgo cares about health, you know, and money will be spent. Venus is money, personal money, so money is spent on all the Virgo ideas. Again, health and the kinds of things that you would have use items for either an office, because it's about work, and it could be a home office or the bathroom, Virgo's favorite place, and things that would enhance it or help clean it. These sort of items are going to be spent upon, you know. And so if you're a health practitioner in any kind of a way, people are going to be making appointments. And also because we're coming into September, you know, things are winding down in the vacation land and it's time to get back to practicalities. So you're going to find your uptick in people making appointments with any kind of health practitioner. And, you know, buying supplements and herbs and things, pharmaceutical products, you know, all of that with Venus in Virgo. And so digestive aids, you know, Virgo is the ruler of the small intestine in the body. And that's the place where we are figuring out, which is what Virgo likes to do, what we should assimilate and hold on to in terms of our food, and what we pass along to go through the elimination process. All right, so this is something to understand. So, you know, if your digestive enzymes might help the small intestine, you know, things like that. But it is one of those critical places that people don't think about too much. But, you know, it's after it leaves your stomach. This is where it goes. And you decide what to keep and what to let go of. And assimilation also requires something which Virgo isn't always so good at, which is relax. Sometimes you've got to really relax to digest and assimilate. You have to be willing to receive instead of being in the mode of doing. Because Virgo is also the sign of service. And Virgo can overdo for others, be too helpful, and then causes problems. All right, and there are Bach flower remedies for that. The main one is Centauri, which keeps you able to keep a boundary for yourself, a healthy boundary, without fearing the loss of love of others, and, you know, they're giving that love based on your serving them. So this is something to look at. Well, Venus is in Virgo. She will be inclined to give her love that way. Venus loves in Virgo by correcting you. I mean, that's what she thinks is helping you. So, you know, it's a funny position. People don't think of that as love, but for Venus in Virgo, it is. And it's, you know, it's teaching and mentoring. Virgo is the sign of the mentor. Virgo is also the sign of pets. So domestic pets, smaller animals. We go into the 12th house in Pisces for the larger animals for some reason. Pisces doesn't seem to make that much sense to me. But our domestic pets. So people will be buying pets or spending money on them. So the health area of the veterinarian practice will be on the uptake in the Venus and Virgo transit. Now, having said that, let's see how long we have Venus and Virgo for. I mean, she's not going to retrograde there. She's going to go all the way and shift into her own sign of Libra on the 29th of September. So it's, you know, kind of like a goodly portion of September is Venus in Virgo, and a goodly portion of September has also got the Sun in Virgo. So we are kind of getting back down to the basics. So that is what I have to tell you about the week. Of course, the week from the 5th to the 11th will hold a full moon, and it will hold that in the wee hours of Saturday the 10th. It will be the full moon in Pisces. And the day before, Mercury will retrograde, or the evening before. On Friday the 9th, it will retrograde in Libra. So we are definitely the week we've just spoken about in the slowdown of Mercury. So don't be surprised if it feels a little bit like that. Mercury retrograde is already there. It isn't really, but we are going into the degrees that it will retrograde through. So a lot of what we're thinking about is what we're going to be pondering and possibly changing once Mercury goes direct. I mean, Mercury retrograde this time will go all the way back into the high degrees of Virgo before it goes direct and back into Libra. So that's what we are going to talk about next week. And I wish you all the best with this week, and I'll say goodbye for now.